The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone. When he's not on the microphone, he's playing a song. And when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone. And then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't. Yes, he did.
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports.
Hour two of the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross. Why did I call it the Jason Ross Show with Carmichael Dave? Christopher Laud behind the glass, smiling at something. I don't know what, and I don't want to know.
I just read our weekend update for all of our stations.
Oh, is this something fun for all of us, or just fun for some of us behind the scenes?
I don't know. I think I'll have you...
I'm looking at it now.
Just go ahead and look at it and see if something stands out.
Is that new?
It looks new. See if it stands out or see if there's something missing.
Wait, what is? And it's from. Okay, hold on.
I already got it. That didn't take very long. And I don't. I would never, ever, ever blame this person.
No.
Well, hold on. I don't ever. Does this person usually send them out?
No.
This is the first I've ever seen. I've never seen a preview.
But just, I mean, I know what Chris's theme is, and I picked up on it right away. You don't see anything that's jumping out at you?
I see.
Or maybe something that doesn't jump out.
Yeah. I feel like there's something missing.
Something's missing.
From a preview of next week.
But just. On mine, there's like basically three tabs, right? Or three different things.
Oh, okay.
So what do you see like under the red? There's a purple and then there's a blue.
We just got the weekend preview. And yes, the person that sent this out has absolutely
not on
we
them.
Love
not
this
on
person
yeah.
Endlessly. We are a station. We're what's called a cluster, okay, which means a group of stations that work for our wonderful company, Bonneville,
yes.
That we all know and love. And the four stations are 105.1 KNCI, when you get tired of your country or sports.
They've got Hall of Famers.
Hall of Famers. Pat and Tom and
Award winners. Cody's
and
Award
Gracie Award winner.
Yeah,
they're just packing the trophies.
Respect.
We have Mix 96.
They're right down the hall.
They're right down the hall. And I got to be honest, look, I'm not one to choose, but of all the music that's played on all of our stations, probably the one I fit with the most.
Yeah, I'll sing a song that's in the hall
every
once in a while.
Absolutely. Like I walked through earlier, it was Susu Studio.
Oh, love, love, love it.
Give me more. And then our good friends over at KZZO.
Yes.
100.5.
That's right there.
Yeah, right there. So you got some great updates.
Are they updating on those?
Let me look at it. So KNCI, you've got quote of the week. Happiness is not something you postpone for the future. It's something you design for the present.
Love it.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Pat, Tom, and Cody have an announcement Monday at 7:30. I'm looking forward to that. In fact, I'd like to take that live Monday if we can.
Yeah, we might have to.
Do that. Some awesome Country in the Park updates. Looking forward
that's
to
a huge deal.
Huge deal. Looking forward. It's going to be another great show. The big day of giving is Thursday. We're always very involved in that. KNCI super involved with that. This is something cool that Pat, Tom, and Cody do each month. They highlight a veteran-owned business in Sacramento. This is amazing stuff. And then there's a list of the promotions crew out on the street. Amazing. Awesome. Good for KNCI. Great job. Great job. Let's get to the mix, the quote of the week. Oh, it's the same quote. Okay, never mind. commercial-free workday kickoffs coming up at 7:15. The big day of giving, the street teams out and about.
All doing stuff.
All really good stuff. A mix. Well done. Well done, Sister Station, the mix. Yeah, there's a couple of whistles. Hey, let's get to KZZO.
Oh, yeah. What are they up to?
Big day of giving. They're also involved. Music festival season's here in Sacramento. Promoting again, we're all teaming up on Country in the Park, of course, on Monday. I don't know if I can read that. It sounds like that might be a surprise.
Okay. Let's see. Anyway, they're doing
Doing some stuff. Yeah. let's see, they promote the five biggest songs in Sacramento on the Hella Big Five. See, Hella is a thing that we say here. Every night at 8, and you can wear a pair of tickets to go see. Again, I don't know if this stuff has been announced or not. I don't want to make anyone angry. A very, very big band that will be at the Toyota Amphitheater in the future.
Cool.
I don't know if we're allowed to talk about that specifically. So, and once again, KZZO on top of it. All right. Finally, last but not least.
This is what everybody in our group's waiting for.
I'm excited for it because we got some cool
Lay
stuff.
Lay it on thick,
though. All right. Sactown Sports, yes. 1140, the quote and the update. Well, what are you doing that for?
No, you can read it.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm going to read it right now. All right, so we had KNCI, yeah. And then we had Mix 96, yeah. And then KZZO, and now Sactown Sports, big week preview. Oh.
Yeah. Can we go home now? Okay.
Hey, I will say Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're going to have the Oakland A's on here.
Yeah.
Versus Seattle Mariners. Boo.
All right. Let's see
Thank
here.
You, Chris.
Let's see. So what are you saying here? Friday to Saturday, or Sunday, did you say? Or
yes.
Friday to Sunday?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay, Friday to Sunday, Oakland A's baseball, right? Baseball, listen to the team that will be playing right here next season. All right. Continuous coverage of the NBA playoffs. Okay.
Also, we will be having tickets to give away next week.
Our wonderful live and local hosts. Why did hosts autocorrect to Boston's? I don't know, but it did. We have tickets to give away next week. Are we allowed to pre-promote it?
On the morning show.
That's a tease.
Well, okay. I'll tell you what. On the AM show, colon. Hey, guys, sorry. Just doing an email while I'm talking to you. An opportunity to go see the amazing. Tell me my ear, Chris.
It's concert week next week. This is on the air. It's concert week next week.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
So tickets to give away on the morning show, and then what? Just put
as a part of concert week.
Yes. As a part of concert week. As a part of concert week. Of concert week. Okay. And much more from our street team. I'm sure we've got something going on, right?
I'm not sure.
Okay. And I'm just going to put, and much more. Okay.
Quote of the week?
Yeah, I was just going there. So
don't run with scissors. Are you really putting that one?
Why not?
Wait 30 minutes after you eat to go swimming.
Don't run with scissors. Subquote of the week. I love this segment we're doing right. This hey, everybody listening, this is a segment, just forgive us. This is a segment 100% just for us. We're narrow casting. Just stick with us. Subquote of the week. We didn't get a preview. There must have been an error.
Yeah.
So we're doing the work.
Yeah.
Wait 30
you're using both.
Minutes. They're both great. Okay. Before swimming, after eating.
Anything else we're missing?
Chris, you're the APD. Anything else we're missing? I feel like that's a pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
All our live, we propped all our live local shows. Yeah. I mean, Friday Fun and Games, I guess. But
yeah, but we have a little more stuff next week.
All right. Final thing. Before I hit send, the only thing I'm worried about, well, I'll talk to her. I want to make sure. I'll personally make sure this person understands that.
No, it's down there.
No, but the person that sent it out.
I know. She's down there.
She's down there?
Yeah.
I thought she was over there.
No, it's not. That's not who you're thinking of.
Oh, you're right.
So when you saw that, you're like, that's weird that she's sending that
out. Yes, 100%. I was like, why is she sending
she
that out?
That. Yeah.
Wait, who's this? Do I know this person?
Front desk.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know her. All right. All right. Well, that changes things a little because I don't know this person. I was going to hit a reply all and send our response email out to everyone. I just don't want that person to think, because that person's innocent.
100%.
I don't want her to think that we're, well, you know what? Screw the email. We announced it on the air.
There you go.
We promoted it all.
Yes.
It's good to be part of a team.
Good to be with you.
When we return, the Bucks and Sixers.
More emails.
Post-mortem. Yeah, we'll be done with the emails. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, everybody. That had to, you know, just saying, remember, we're all, you know, part of the crew, too, right?
Yeah.
All right. We're right back. Sixers and Bucks next.
Has very good sources, and he just kind of tells it as it is and gets to the point.
Jason Ross.
He has a lot of pretty smart things to say.
He's good at what he does.
On Sactown Sports.
Welcome back. All right, we're back on track now. Thanks, everybody. Friday Fun and Games coming up later on in the program. We got a lot to talk about and move ahead.
That's a good tie-in, though, because you sometimes ask, you know, what we're doing on Friday Fun and Games.
What are we doing?
We're constructing emails.
We are. That is what we're doing.
Yeah. Creative emails for Friday Fun and Games.
And I also don't want to fire up Styles and Watkins either. They've already had a week. Let's let us be the fired up ones here as the vets of the station. Milwaukee is done. Second straight season. They've been eliminated in the first round. Obviously, Giannis being injured is not going to help them.
No.
Dame being injured, even though he came back last night, had, 28 points. But still, not 100%. Now, they won the title 3 years ago. And that bought Mike Budenholzer a year, and it's been a car crash this year. Adrian Griffin hired one of the highest regarded young coaches, up-and-comer, in the league, and he was summarily dismissed with the best record in the Eastern Conference. So you had the rare situation, I don't know if it's unprecedented or just rare, where you had the coach of the Eastern Conference All-Star team, who is always the guy whose team has the best record going into the break by the deadline. You had Doc Rivers, not Adrian Griffin, his replacement, coaching the team. Now, Doc was, let's just say, a little shaky down the stretch. Milwaukee ends up playing Indiana in the first round, who kind of handled them all four regular season games with the with one exception, plus the in-season tournament. And that's it. So the top of the roster, Jason, all under contract, but they are over the cap.
Yeah, well over the cap. So there's, you know, the free agents that they do have are a guy we just talked about, Patrick Beverley, Beasley, and Crowder are their free agents.
Well, God bless you.
I have one follow-up for them on you.
Yeah.
You were asking about if I thought they had any regrets about Doc Rivers. How about this regret? The Dame trade, possibly. Now, for the reason I ask is Dame's an incredible player. They were different with Jrue Holiday, but also when they made the trade, Jrue Holiday went to the Blazers.
Yeah.
He became a Celtic.
That
was not part of their plan.
No.
So you not only, you know, you got better in one sense, you think, offensively, probably not defensively, but your biggest rival ended up with the player you traded to the Western Conference that ended up, you know, just that. I wonder if they have regrets on that.
The trade, I think they do, by the way. The trade ends up being Jrue Holiday, Grayson Allen, and a 2029 first-round pick, along with two first-round pick swaps in 28 and 2030 for Damian Lillard. Now, on the surface, look, losing Jrue Holiday is a big deal. You're making a big move there defensively, especially. You're trading arguably the best defensive guard in the league, certainly top two or three, for one of the best offensive guards in the league, certainly top three or four. I don't really care about the first-round picks because the Bucks are, you know, obviously thinking they're going to be title contenders for the next 3, 4, 5 years. And then Grayson Allen's actually been a pretty good piece for the Phoenix Suns and probably would have helped the Bucks a lot. I guess the first question
I think
is,
they would have been better.
I think they would have been. I was just going to go there. I think the Bucks would have been better. I do. Now, they wanted to team up another superstar with Giannis. But I guess my question is this. In this day and age, you know, who is Jokic's other superstar? It's not Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray's never made an All-Star.
Yeah, I mean, he's there when they need him in the postseason, that's for sure.
But I would say Jamal Murray is probably at the level of a Jrue Holiday, a sub-star that's there as a perfect fit.
Yeah, and, you know, the other part about if you go back in time here and remember what was going on, the thought was that Dame was going to Miami.
Yes.
So maybe their thinking, too, is, look, we got to keep him out of Miami. Miami was just in the finals. Boston's really good. We're good. Yeah, we've been good.
Yeah.
But let's keep Dame out of there. Let's get Dame. Yeah, it's going to cost us something that's important to us. But, look, we're moving Grayson Allen. We're moving Jrue Holiday to the West. And then, boom, here comes Jrue Holiday right back to the Boston Celtics.
There's not a ton to work with if you're trying to be the Kings and poke around in Bucks land. I don't, first off, look, it's Dame, but I don't really see the fit here. Yeah. So move on from that. Giannis ain't going anywhere. Chris Middleton's interesting. I think actually would be a really nice fit with the Kings. Mm-hmm. I don't see him going. I don't think they're moving him. I said before, I think you agree. Brook Lopez might be the best. If you were going to move Domantas Sabonis to the four, if you were, I think he's the ideal candidate at the five.
Yeah. I'll still say this. I said this before when it happened on trade deadline day, like the minute before it closed, there was the Woj bomb that the Kings and Bucks, and I read Robin Lopez, and for about 30 seconds I went, they got, and it, Robin, not Brooke.
Right. That would have been amazing.
I was floored.
That would have been amazing.
It took me a little while to to get that right.
Patrick Beverley's a name that up until last night I would have at least thought about on the Kings.
And didn't wasn't Vlade the one that wanted to sign him?
Yes.
Or did they sign him to an offer sheet?
I don't think they signed him to an offer sheet, but they went after him, and Patrick used, and later on went on to say, used that as leverage to get his bigger deal with the Clippers.
Yeah.
In fact, I think he took less money, a bigger deal with the Clippers than he had before. But I think less than he would have gotten with Sacramento, and was just straight up like, I want to play for a winner. Thanks, Sac. But he kind of used Sac. Not there. Don't blame him for that. He used leverage. Other than that, again, Bobby Portis, I'd love on this team. Oh my God, I would love Bobby Portis on this team. He's still got 2 more years left on his deal. Don't think he's going anywhere. Same thing with Connaughton, Jay Crowder. There's just not really a lot to pick off the carcass of the Bucks.
Yeah, I don't think that's a team. Yeah, I don't think so.
No. And you know, could you find a place for Beasley? Could you find a place for Jay Crowder? Maybe.
Yeah, and those are, you know, bench guys that could help fill out a roster if need be. But I feel like there's some other – I don't think that's where they would go. I don't know. We'll have to see what the front office is looking like. But I wouldn't say Milwaukee's in a bad position because, again, they're – they feel like they're always going to be title contenders. But at some point, I feel like you've gotten the loyalty from Giannis.
Yes.
Like sometimes you're that smaller market, you got a superstar, and then, it's just a matter of time before he's a Knick or a Laker or a Heat or some other player, some other team. But he's committed, he's stayed, and you'll always take the one championship. I feel like they need to get another one.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
For him and for them. To have one of the greats of a you know, a decade or so, and to have one title.
You know, they also have his brother on the team, which is basically, hey, Giannis, we'll
give him. And isn't he a free agent, I think?
Probably, yeah, but I'm sure that, well, or
might
did
sign
he
him
just...
for a few bucks.
Yeah, exactly. When you look at the depth of the team, though, Jason, we talked about this earlier, Dame, Patrick Beverley, Chris Middleton, Adetokunbo, Brooke Lopez, when healthy, that's on par with any team in the NBA. That's just, it's right there for me with the Celtics, with the Nuggets, with anyone. That is a incredibly talented, and when you look at again, assuming Beverly's still there, when you look at Beverly Lopez and Antetokounmpo, and by the way, Chris Middleton is an average, he's not a bad defender, he's just not somebody that jumps out. Beverly Antetokounmpo and Brooke Lopez right there, you've got three guys that can all kind of circulate around an all-defensive first or second team. Giannis is perennial all-first team, so is Lopez, which shores up your front line. Patrick Beverly, again, when he's on his game and not being weird, is also a plus defender. And then you don't really have tremendous offensive issues. You got guys that can hit the three. Dame Lillard is an absolute spark plug. Brooke Lopez, same thing. Chris Middleton's no gimme on offense either. Mm-hmm. He's a contributor. And then Giannis, you know, is a guy who could win the scoring title and has in the past. I like their bench. I like bringing it. You know, again, there is so much. I love the Bucks team and how it's put together because I'm jealous as a Kings fan. This is the there's a lot on the Bucks that I wish the Kings had, especially when it comes not just gameplay but attitude.
Right.
There's quite a few games this year that some of these people, whether it was a Portis or a Jay Crowder or a Patrick Beverly, a Brooke Lopez, a Chris Middleton, that I don't think we would have lost if we had those guys. All those guys pretty much instantly become the or amongst the most vocal, hardcore leaders of the squad. They've got a lot of, you know, what they call a vet's vet. They got a lot of those professional basketball lunch pail, you know, all the analogies and puns you want to use. That's who that is. Mm-hmm. I'd love a lot of that on the Kings.
Yeah, I would too. I would too. And then you got to look at, you know, what you asked me earlier. How about Doc for you? Where are you on with him?
I think he's terrible.
Do you?
I do. I think he's been terrible. I think he's a guy. Now, do I think Doc Rivers is a terrible X's and O's guy? Well, he has a title, and he had a
top 10 in wins?
Yeah, nobody ever looks at his Orlando Magic tenure. He didn't win a title. I thought he did a hell of a job. But here's what I think happened with Doc Rivers. I think the older he got, I think the more he read his own press, the more he realized how good he was. I think he's thrown a lot of players under the bus. I hated the way he handled the Ben Simmons thing
awful.
In Philadelphia. It was terrible. And you have players all over the place calling out, including, I think, J.J. Redick recently, calling out Doc Rivers, that he'll use everybody else as a scapegoat. The guy has spent quite a bit of time. He's a fantastic analyst, voice aside. He's very good at the job. But he also, I think, in those aspects, that's part of what changed about Doc. He learned to understand how the media works. He got contacts in the media. He became friends with a lot of these people in the media when he was on that side. So for everything we say on the record, on the record from Doc, there's a lot of off record from Doc as well. I wouldn't compare it directly to, say, a Mark Jackson, but I think there's a lot of similarities between Doc Rivers and Mark Jackson and how they use the media from time to time to kind of cover up some of the things they do behind the scenes that piss off a lot of players. I don't think players like playing with them. I don't think players, and most players have a ton of respect for him. So it's one of those things where I think he's a far worse coach overall than he used to be. And we saw him really underachieve in Philadelphia. We saw him underachieve at the end of his tenure in Boston. And now we're seeing him, quite frankly, underachieve in Milwaukee in year one. So if I'm, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know if you saw some of the comments Matt Ishbia, the owner of the Suns, made again yesterday.
House is not on fire.
He is so clueless.
Yeah.
You know, saying how we view our draft picks as a way to acquire future assets.
Right.
Yeah, dumb, so does everybody. And, oh, by the way, good luck offloading those future assets.
Most everybody would want our situation.
No, they wouldn't. So. He literally said that all but 29 or 30 teams in the NBA would trade rosters with the Suns. That's just being clueless.
Right.
There's a difference between hyping up your own team and just sounding like an idiot.
Yeah.
And he has a scorching case of new owneritis, and it's tough to see in front of everybody. He's just going to need to get humbled like the rest of them.
It's happening already.
It is, and he's going to have to go through a little bit of this humbling, much like, hey, Vivek had to do it, Cuban had to do it.
Happens to all of them.
Still waiting on Jerry Jones to do it. we'll take a break when we come back. Let's take a look at the Sixers. Mm-hmm. Their postmortem's a lot more interesting. Anything that could work for the Sacramento Kings as well. We'll do all that next.
black and purple. It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on your local sports leader, Sacktown Sports.
Fly the beam.
Fly. I miss the beam.
I miss the beam. I do too. Can we borrow the beam in the offseason, just like we have like a really good show? Just light it.
Yeah. Why not?
Our guy Campeo wants to know if we set up a remote broadcast. Not yet. Working on it. We'll get on that.
Yeah.
Maybe sometime in 2025.
We're a year out.
Yeah. Actually, you missed it. It was last week.
Yeah.
Jason Ross, always happy, always in a good mood. Not so this weekend, as there's a storm moving in.
Fine.
59 degrees is your high tomorrow.
That doesn't bother me because I know there's warm weather coming.
82 today.
Which is great.
59 tomorrow and rainy.
It's fine.
90% perfect. Rain cloud.
So you love it. You'll be happy.
Oh, I will be.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to be excited. Up and all.
What's Sunday?
Sunday, well, the highs, by the way, up the mountain, 49 and 46.
Chilly.
Yeah, yeah. 59 Sunday, sunny and 64.
Okay, we're on the bounce back.
And then, here's the fun part, though. As we, weather provided by the weather people. Yeah. Weather, get you some today. It will be back to 80 and windy on Wednesday.
The wind.
No. So not only is that allergies, but here's the thing. Next weekend, 87, 87, 89.
Yes.
Oh, God. And
happy Mother's Day.
And because there was rain, you're also going to have when it's rainy and then it gets really hot, then it gets steamy and mosquitoes.
Okay.
From all the standing water.
Gross. That much standing water. That's going to be melted.
It'll be what? May 10th-ish?
Yeah.
June, July, September. God. 5 months. It's already here in May. We're already going to hit 90 degrees.
Wait, where are you counting to?
I'm counting to October 10th.
Okay.
It's going to be flirting with 100 until October 10th.
Yes.
Hi, 100.
Hi. Hello. Good to see you.
I mean, what predictions? What's going to be the hottest day this year?
Like temperature-wise?
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say August 11th.
My birthday?
Yeah.
Hey. I'm going to say 112.
I think we'll get like a 115.
Think so?
Yeah.
116.
Oof. Well, there is the global stuff going on.
Cooling? At least it's a dry heat.
Yeah. I'm going to New Orleans this summer for a family reunion in just the...
That is not a dry
heat. Thick of it.
Gross! That is
not a dry heat.
Come over here. Give me a hug. We're stuck together.
Yeah, that is... you got to take about 11 showers a day for that one. The Philadelphia Phillies, they are playing baseball right now with Bryce Harper. Their counterparts, the Sixers, though, they're taking a lot of showers. They hit the showers.
Mm-hmm.
It's over. It's over, and that is it. That's all they wrote. And the Sixers have three guys under contract for next year: Joel Embiid, Paul Reed, and Kelly Oubre Jr. Now, Tyrese Maxey, I think, has a $7 million team option, a qualifying offer. I'm sure they'll... if not completely extend him, obviously that'd be funny. They don't offer him the qualifier. Just let him go. That ain't happening. He's an excellent young player. But that leaves, Jason, as I open up the NBA trade machine for Philadelphia. Tobias Harris, power forward, made $40 million this year, free agent. Shavano Heald, shooting guard. Oh, and let me just throw this out there. Don't throw things... I'm just starting a discussion that you're more than welcome to slam back on me. Is a lineup of, let's just assume they keep Monk. Is a lineup of De'Aaron Fox, Buddy Hield, Keegan Murray, Tobias Harris, and Domantas Sabonis better than the starting lineup this year? I'm just asking the question. You're replacing Herter with Hield. You're replacing Harrison Barnes with Tobias Harris. Or is it effectively the same? I don't know.
I think there's a gain and a loss.
The gain is
Harris.
Harris. The loss is
Hield.
Okay. So you think Buddy Hield would be a step down overall from Kevin Herter, and Tobias Harris would be a step up overall from Harrison Barnes?
Yeah, that would be my short answer, I guess.
Okay.
And then, but it's a different mix. So is that better? I don't know. Now, look, I know when you said you put out the Buddy Hield just kind of tweet.
Yeah.
Well, he's the greatest three-point shooter in Sacramento Kings history.
That is a fact.
This team seemingly likes to shoot a ton of threes. My whole thing on them this year is I like that idea. I like that philosophy. I don't think they're as good as they think they are at it. I think they were good.
Right.
I think they were great.
No.
And so you need more great three-point shooters. Buddy is that. But I also think kind of a been there, done that with Buddy. And I don't see a player that's you're basically riding the games that Buddy's hot.
Okay. Let me try to – I'm doing my best to be the bad guy and push back on this. Okay, what if they re-signed Monk and he started alongside
– and Buddy is off the bench?
And you were – and again – let me make a caveat here. This is also assuming you're able to get these guys on friendly contracts. You know, we're talking 10 mil a year, whatever it may be, 7, 10 million a year. And Buddy was, if not your sixth man, he was part of your offense off the bench. Does that make it any better?
Yeah. A bench shooter? Yes. Yeah.
So I guess let me ask you this. Would a starting lineup of Fox, Monk, Keegan, Tobias Harris, and Sabonis with Buddy as your sixth man, is that a better – do you think that's a better top six than the top six we had last year?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Tobias Harris –
I don't know how much, but I feel like that sounds better.
Tobias Harris, incidentally, 70 games last year, 17.2 points per game, 6.5 boards, a little over 3 assists, 1 steal a game. He shot 48.5% from the field, 35% from beyond the arc. On paper, that is an absolute upgrade over Harrison Barnes offensively.
Tobias Harris is the kind of player that the Kings, I think, have been looking for, the type of player. I think what everybody, and myself included, has attached to Tobias Harris has been his contract.
Right.
That'll be new.
That will be new.
So I assume it won't be better than the one he had. I'd be stunned. So he had a very individual favorable contract. Like, that was a ridiculous contract he had. He's not a $40 million player.
No, he is not.
He's a good player, though.
I guess they'd have to get creative, too, because we're talking in Philadelphia. In almost every case, we're talking about free agents. And the Kings don't exactly have a ton of money free agent-wise. Right. You know, they'll have the MLE, I believe. Although, I don't know. Would that be – is it just as easy as a sign and trade? I always get really confused with the sign and trade rules. If Philadelphia could, let's say, re-up Tobias Harris, 2 years, $24 million, and trade him to the Kings for Harrison Barnes and something.
I believe that's something that could happen.
I think that could. Yeah. Anyways, just throwing that out there for funsies. Nicholas Batum's a power forward. I'll tell you one guy who's going to be a free agent that would be an interesting look, at least, would be Kelly Oubre, who we talk about all the time. Also, Robert Covington.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on with him, if there was injury at the end.
I think there was.
You know, but they've got a few guys, I think a few intriguing guys. Oubre, the one I brought up earlier with him, is like I think the length, the athletic ability, the talent. But, I mean, he's bounced, what, lately from the Warriors to the Hornets to the Sixers to the – he just can't keep a team, and I don't know if there's something to that.
Covington's also 33, by the way, too, speaking of him. You know, you're going to get some good rotational defense. Any interest in Kyle Lowry as a backup point guard?
Not really, not especially.
I'm with you. Kyle Lowry, incidentally, 8 points, 3 boards, 4 assists on the season. Kyle's had a long career. He's 38 years old. I think he's near the end here.
Yeah.
He might be at the end, by the way. It'd be interesting to see what he does in the offseason. The only other one, and again, I know a lot of these aren't super exciting, but 29-year-old point guard Cameron Payne.
Yeah. That's the one I was going to bring up as someone intriguing, at least.
I think Cameron Payne I have no real interest in him unless Malik Monk leaves. If Malik Monk leaves, he's certainly not a Monk replacement, but he's somebody who might fit in that point guard backup rotation type of thing, who can be in the backcourt, who can slide to shooting guard if you need him to. And the thing with Cam Payne is if he gets hot, it's great, but he doesn't get hot a lot.
Well, and the Kings also need to figure out, between the Monk, Herder, Mitchell, Ellis kind of – I mean, I just can't imagine having all of those guys back.
Right.
Along with Fox, right? I mean, obviously Fox will be back, so – Any, clean that up a little bit.
Any idea kicking the tires on a Mo Bamba, who you would be able to get for nothing, probably 7 foot, 25 years old? Or is that just
maybe become, get him in your system? He's a little better. I don't know.
Yeah. And I don't mean this disrespectfully to JaVale. I just feel like he ends up being kind of like the JaVale McGee or who was the guy we didn't we have Nerlens Noel for a second?
Yeah. For a while, it was going to be Noel and Kata, and then they switched up to JaVale.
Just kind of feels like that type of thing. Well, you acquire him, you're like, hey, potential. And then you see him on the floor, you're like, yeah, not really. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, who's hot, who's not? And let's go streaking.
Yeah.
We barrel towards the final hour of the program next.
What's hot?
Yeah, hot. Real hot.
And what's not?
It's not good.
Brought to you by American Energy Heating and Air, Sacramento's complete heating and cooling company and second opinion partner.
Hey, Chris.
What's that?
Can you tell us who or what is hot?
No.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Yes, I will.
Oh, good. I'm glad we talked you into it.
Buddy Hield.
He's hot?
Is hot. In 21 minutes last night, he was 6 of 10 from the field, shooting 6 of 9 from 3 for 20 points on the night. He also led the team in plus minus at plus 12.
But did you see his final shot attempt?
Oof.
Oof. That was very Buddy-esque. But yes, good for him to have a good game, so that makes him hot. How about on the other side of things? Then who possibly could not be hot?
Who? Tobias Harris.
Oh, Toby Harris.
In 29 minutes, he was 0 of 2 from the field for 0 points and was last in the team's plus-minus at minus 10 in the Sixers' 118-115 loss to the New York Knicks.
I'm sure they're taking it lightly on Philly radio.
Oh,
well,
for sure. Hey, they tried their best.
Hey,
did they have
good
fun?
Job, Tobias.
Hey, who? Where is so that's Toby. Where's Bobby? Is he with San Antonio? What's his name?
Rockets, maybe?
Is it?
Remember at the end of the year, he knew, being a former Clipper, what he wanted to give him chicken?
That's right.
That's why he was a hero. He missed on purpose.
More chicken in the news.
I feel like he was a Rocket.
I feel like you are kind of right, but I don't see him. What is his name?
Boban. What is it?
It's not Boban Bogdanovic. Boban Marinovic.
Marinovic, yeah.
What the hell is Boban? Boban Marjanovic. He's a Clipper, right? No, you're right.
Clipper.
He wasn't even listed as a Rocket. Maybe Toby and Bobby will reunite. They were fun teammates.
They were?
Yeah, they did all kinds of cool videos and stuff.
And they have those Goldfish commercials.
Yes. Yeah. Toby and Bobby.
Pepperidge Farm? No.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Yeah. Yes.
You want to go?
Yeah.
All right.
It's time to go streaking.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Who is the Nostradamus of MLB?
Who can keep the streak going? It's time to go streaking.
What the hell are you doing?
We're streaking.
All right, we are attempting to streak.
Yeah, we are.
Dave, you were on the season's longest of streaks. You were at 7. Aaron Judge burned you. So you said, you know what, I'm going to go back to Aaron Judge.
Third straight time.
And then you did it another time, and you did not get a hit in the first two times.
That's what I did.
So yesterday, new opportunity, early morning game. They played the Orioles.
Uh-huh.
Yankees had 6 hits. Aaron Judge went to the plate officially 2 times. 0 for 2.
Yep, 0 for 2.
So he went an 0 for 4, an 0 for 3, and an 0 for 2. Aaron Judge is 0 for 9 for you.
So lame, dude.
I said, you know what? I'm going to support my guy, Dave. I'm going to be with you. I'm like, look, Judge needs a little nudge.
Dork.
And I also, no, Judge got me a hit.
Yeah.
He didn't get you one. I went 0 for 2. And lastly,
I don't feel bad about that, though, because that's your guy.
That is my guy.
Yeah.
I may go to him again today.
Well, hear the roar.
And Chris, doing his own thing, he's like, I'm not going to follow these idiots.
I'm running things.
He went with the Boston Red Sox, Jaron Duran.
Plays for the Oklahoma City Thunder, too, I believe.
Yeah. Jaron Duran, 4 plate appearances, 0 hits. We were terrible as a show.
We're all
at 0, so we all get to pick somebody new.
Okay.
Fresh start. Friday game.
Scott, fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Chris, why don't you go first? I always go first.
I will take my guy, from the Oakland Athletics.
Yeah.
Tyler Nevin.
You're one for one with Nevin.
You know what?
Nevin lost.
Screw Aaron Judge. I'm starting new. I can take anybody. Give me Sally Perez of the Kansas City Royals.
All right.
Royals with cheese.
Salvador Perez. And Chris took Tyler Nevin.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
I'm
going to
do something I haven't done yet this year. I'm going to take a San Francisco Giant.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to take Jung-Hoo Lee.
Jung-Hoo Lee.
Yeah.
He's the one for me.
So there you go. We've made our picks.
By the way, according to the person who was holding the microphone yesterday, Melinda Adams in the Patrick Beverly.
Oh. She now
scrum.
Following his podcast?
She tweeted about 40 minutes ago, quote, "I want to thank everyone for their kind words and support." If you didn't tune in earlier, Patrick Beverly asked her if she subscribed to his podcast. She said no, she did not. He proceeded to basically embarrass her and then eventually kick her out of the scrum. She said, quote, "I want to thank everyone for their kind words and support. I am humbled. Patrick Beverly just called me and apologized. I appreciate it and accept it. The Bucks also reached out to apologize. I've been in news for over 40 years, and kindness and grace always win."
Oh, good for her.
You know what, Melinda Adams? You are – well, wait, hold on. I'm sorry. That does not – hold on a second. That does – producer for ESPN, that does not look like who was in the scrum, does it? Or does it?
I don't know.
I could barely
see –
I could only see her from the
–
okay, well, I'm assuming because of the amount of – yeah, that looks right. Well, good for him in doing that.
Yeah.
And honestly, she's my winner of the week for, and you want to know how to handle something with grace. Just, look at what she did. Kendrick Perkins is my winner of the week for weird ways to describe when somebody doesn't show up for a big game.
Tobias Harris, let him walk. I mean, damn. He asked them if they wanted something from Chick-fil-A before the game. The team told him yes, and he came back with a bag full of napkins and straws. And he was just a no-show out there. And
hey, when you go through the drive-thru, make sure you get napkins and straws. What do you want to eat? Doesn't matter.
If you are – oh, let's see. What, we got 1 minute here?
You see the OBJ news?
I did not.
According to Ian Rappaport, he is expected to sign with the Miami Dolphins.
Interesting.
Catching passes from Dan Marino.
Otis Baker Johnson signing with Miami. Wow.
Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn is Finkel.
I somehow skipped over because we've been doing a lot of stuff today, and I really want to get to this.
We have time.
We do have time?
Yeah, let's do it.
I want to introduce everybody to Keon Coleman. Maybe we'll do a little bit of that when we get back, and we'll also look at the conference semifinals. Keon Coleman's a guy that,
he's a treasure.
As an FSU fan, I got to know when he transferred over from Michigan State, and I'm just so glad the NFL and NFL fans and media are all going to get to know him as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with that and more next.